I think we mixed it the wrong way. Because we did Wake Up Boo last summer, and we did that, and it was more like Lazarus, you know, guitars and loud guitars. And we listened to it and thought, it's brilliant, but, you know, if we're going to do this, we might as well get it done properly, and redid it so that it sounded like it was going to come blaring out your radio, you know, like a charging rhino. And then and Lazarus, it didn't happen. Lazarus, it just... I don't know, you gotta sit back and think what you're in it for, and if we just wanted to be in it to you know, reach a few thousand people in their bedrooms, then Lazarus is the right move, and we should have put out the first Wake Up Boo. But if you want to just get as many people as possible to hear your records, then...
Yeah, there's quite a good sort of crossing.
Creation said, re-release Lazarus, and we said, no way. We don't do re-releases, you know. There was one of these ideals that we always had, that no one, it was always crap, we couldn't remember why we had them. No encores, no re-releases, no nothing. And so I said, well, if we're going to do it, let's do it differently and get other people to remix it and stuff. Because they just wanted to put it out like the first one with the same B-sides and stuff. And I just chose people that I liked to remix it, and they all let me down. No, it's, I like the Secret Knowledge one. I thought it was quite interesting. I didn't want it to almost do like, I wanted them to destroy it, but no, they were too polite. Everyone was just too polite. Augustus Papo, I'll tell you, if I ever meet him, kick his head in. It was fucking grand for that. All he did was like, put a bit of echo on it and then kick the drums over halfway through. Oh, you bastard.